Hey, Sister Amit.
Hey, Brother Tupos.
Did we have an awesome day today?
Oh, praise God.
Praise the Lord for the day we had. We hope you're all doing well. Time for our edification audio. We traveled to our destination town, got here, and because it's going to be rainy Sunday, we won't have ministry to do in the streets Sunday, we decided to go out in the streets a day early, and so we wanted to go out today. We're going to also be going out tomorrow, Lord willing. We hit a tourist town. Didn't even know how many people would be out today. Is there a lot of people out, Sister Amit?
All over the place.
Thousands.
Oh, yeah.
And how did it go?
It was incredible. The glory of God was lifted up. Christ's name was preached and many, many, many conversations.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, Sister Amit had tons of good conversations. I did. Brother Kua did. Brother Zelos did. Sister Carr was there. A few mockers. One angry Roman Catholic man who called the police on us and we were perfectly legal and preached on. I don't know why he did that. We're on a public sidewalk the whole time. But anyway, it was awesome. Talked to young people, older people. Brother Kuo got to witness his personal testimony with a man who kind of got caught up in some of the same false teachers. And
oh yeah,
it was just awesome. Check out the latest street preaching video post. It'll be up on the edification page.
Yep.
Street Witnessing in St. Augustine. And you could see tons of videos, lots of audios, lots of pictures of the truth going out. Jesus said, let your good works be seen before men so it may glorify your Father in heaven. That's what we did today. We preached the gospel, called our neighbors to repentance, taught truth, and we glorified God.
Amen. It was wonderful.
Any one witnessing you want to share real quick?
Well, I can just kind of summarize a few of them. Well, two of them for sure. There were so many that I'd have to think really hard, but there was two women that I got to witness to. I don't know, and it was one of those, it's those witnessing that you kind of relate to them. They were older. The conversation went good. Their demeanor was good, even though they were not maybe seeing everything that I was saying.
Yeah.
But I really think they walked away and they said that I gave them things to think about.
Amen.
So that was awesome.
That's yeah. always a good thing.
And tons of like the 2 or 3 minute yep. ones that you get to pour a bunch of truth in. They talk a little bit and then they go on. I sent a lot of people. You're a lot yep. of men your way.
I think of two older men about my age that were both caught up in false teaching and they came defending it. By the time they were done, because I knew who the teachers were and Brother Kuo and I were able to give them a lot of facts, they walked away going, we got to look at your website. We got to test this. Thanks so much. They said, you'll be hearing from us. So God put us right in the right place at the right time.
Right.
It was awesome.
And I was just thinking here, I'm going to say something and try not to give away our topic. But with some of the women today, and it was even a couple of the men, like they came with just a little bit of an edge.
Yeah.
But when you could just show them a few things that they have wrong, then they listen and go, oh, you're right.
Yep.
And then it's almost like they'll listen to you because if you carefully yep. show them what they just said was unbiblical and they see it and agree with it, they're like, oh, maybe you got a point.
I think that has something to do with, too, when you know God's word and you can teach it to people or share it with people and point them in the right direction, I think that gives you some authority into their life and they go, wow, I didn't know that. You know about that. And then they're able to listen. And that's why we're supposed to study, to be approved, to be able to gain the naysayers, especially men that teach have to be able to do this. But sister teaches women. So we absolutely have to know the word of God and we can have authority and speak it boldly. And then people that have ears to hear will hear it and maybe respond to it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little bit of helping them purge the leaven
yep.
of false teaching out
oh,
of them.
Oh, you just gave up our topic.
I did.
Yeah,
so
that,
it in there.
That was awesome in the streets today. Yeah, today we want to talk about purging out the leaven. Do you know about this? Let me read a scripture verse. Exodus 12:15. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. So leaven in the Old Testament was yeast, and it was used to make the bread rise. Sister Amit used to make bread, and it would make the bread rise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God allowed them to do that until it came time for their festivals and their feasts, and he would say, purge all the leaven out. That would be the yeast, and it was an archetype of purging out the sin from your life that later would be asked of the people in the new covenant. And so they had to sweep the leaven and the yeast from every corner of their houses and get it out. Today, we got to sweep all the sin and worldliness and carnality and false doctrine out of our lives. And so we want to talk about today about sweeping the leaven or getting the leaven out of your life. Do you have a scripture verse you want to share, Sister Amen?
I do. I have a few. Well, first of all,
so leaven can be yeast in the Old Testament. Leaven can be also be sin.
Right. I was looking at put the evil away from among you,
which would be sin.
They're repeated 6 times just in Deuteronomy. And amen. I didn't have them. I didn't have the scriptures on there because it's in Deuteronomy. And it was just talking about putting away the evil from you. And I just found it pretty interesting how that is. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's like purging the leaven.
Amen.
But I'll read 1 Corinthians 5:6-8. Your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, and ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, so leaven, purging out either the yeast in the Old Testament. For us today, it would be sin. And Jesus gives us an example in Matthew 16:11. How is it that ye do not understand that I speak it not to you concerning bread, that ye should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? So when Jesus said that, they thought, hey, you're talking about their bread. Jesus was talking about their sin. In Luke 12:1, he tells us what the leaven of the Pharisees was, hypocrisy. And so we got to be careful not to have that same leaven in our lives. We got to sweep it all out, not have hypocrisy, not have pride, not have false doctrine, anything that would keep us as transgressors of God's law.
Yeah, I was looking that up. I saw that the leaven of the Pharisees is repeated many times through there.
Amen.
That was a pretty big deal.
Amen, yeah. You got another scripture verse, Sister Robin?
I'm sad to say I had my scripture verses on there, but I don't have them anymore. I don't know what happened to
them. The screen went blank?
Well, I lost some of them.
Well, go ahead. Look up the word leaven. You can pull some back up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was like, hey, what happened there? Because I had them in there.
I have Galatians 5:9. Paul says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. So Paul's talking about an example of that little bit of yeast affects the whole loaf. The whole loaf of bread, just like in a body of believers, a little sin will eventually affect the whole body. A little sin in your life will eventually affect your whole faith life. And so we're to purge it out. And we do that by testing in God's word, by repentance, by being accountable, by judging ourselves as harsh as we judge anyone else, by having other people speak into our life. And probably most important, being guided and led by the Holy Spirit. That's how we purge out the leaven from our lives, the sin from our lives.
Amen.
Got your verse?
Well, I have a couple of
good.
Them.
Good. Yeah, read them.
This would be like...
And by the way, when Sister reads these verses, Sister is reading to the sisters that are listening.
Oh, yeah.
We always make that clear. Women don't teach men in our body. So when Sister and I are talking scriptures and she reads them, she's reading scriptures to the sisters, because she often talks with women and she doesn't really even teach doctrine with them, but she shares God's truth and puts them on the right path. So I just wanted to say that because some people get confused and they'll try to say, oh, you let women teach. And it's like, no, not at all. Husband and wives can share scriptures and it's not for the edification of men. It's for the edification of the women listening in.
Right. Now, usually, I think almost on every audio,
yep,
I reference to the sisters. And even if I share biblical truth, I'm right, not teaching, you're here.
Yep, amen.
You know, so I'm just encouraging and expounding and sharing what
amen
the two posts is saying,
yep,
what I'm saying.
Exactly
here,
right.
So. Psalm 79:9. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins for thy name's sake.
There you go. Purge out the leaven.
Mm-hmm. He can help us.
Sin would be leaven, yeah.
I have another one like that.
Go for it.
Isaiah 6:7. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched my lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged.
Yeah.
Just another one that shows us we want our sins purged, whether we clean out the leaven ourselves and clean the sin out, or maybe God has to help us.
Yeah.
Obviously, he does.
Yeah, it reminds me, I preached it today in the streets, 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Christ cleanses us. That would be a purging as well.
Amen.
Purging, cleansing, washing, getting out. So the Lord's word commands us to walk obedient and holy. And part of our covenant is to purify ourselves. Yep, the blood cleanses us, but we don't just ask for the blood cleansing. We leave the sin. We remove the sin. Jesus said, pluck out, cut out, rip out. That's another purging. It's better to go into eternity missing a hand or an eye than to suffer the second death in hell. So literally, we know what he was talking about. He's talking about getting serious about getting out all sin and all leaven out of your life.
Right. And I guess I would think if I was going to share with you sisters out there, like, purging the sin from your life would be like, first of all, it's you within.
Yep.
Whatever's going on inside you, we want to examine ourselves. I was telling women today on the streets, we need to examine ourselves. Even Apostle Paul told us that, lest we be a reprobate.
Yep, examine.
And so we want to start in there and then look around your house and your life.
Yep.
And make sure you've purged all the sin from that.
Yeah, amen.
And then you were talking earlier about the body and relationships and things.
Yeah, accountability with other brothers and sisters helps. Studying the word helps. Rightly dividing the word, 2 Timothy tells us to let us rightly divide the word, cut it straight, so we apply it rightly in our lives. And then I love how the Bible says being washed in the word.
Oh, I like that.
That's another purging and another cleansing.
Yeah.
I think of God's word as like a filter. And if our life is full of mud and sin and garbage, we put ourselves through the filter of God's word. Philippians 4:8, whatever's good, pure, true, worthy, lovely, noble. At the end of that, what comes out is pure living water, and the Bible purges us of all sin and leaven, false doctrine. We have to yield to that. God doesn't force us to do that. We present ourselves to do that.
Yeah, and sometimes in the body you have to put away the evil and the sin, like Matthew 18, kind of discipline and stuff.
Yep. Paul talked about purge from yourself that sinful person.
Right, and put relationships that you might have that you have to cut off because good company corrupts.
Bad company corrupts. Bad company corrupts. Good point. Today we were telling a man on the phone, I got a ministry phone call, and he was saying how he goes to this Baptist church, and I said, the Bible says you got to put them out from among you and not have fellowship with them. And he kind of finally grasped that and said, yeah, maybe I shouldn't be going to that church. So the Bible commands that we put sin and leaven out of our lives. So that's what we wanted to encourage you with today. Are you testing? I think Sister Armin has another verse.
I'm looking it up. I love this. I was saying this out on the street today. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Amen. Yeah, unclean would be sin and leaven.
Uh-huh.
But if we purge ourselves, we can be clean, we can be washed new. The Bible talks about white robes and raiment for the saints that are washed in the blood of the Lamb.
I love that.
I love that too.
And I have an ending one.
Oh yeah, go for it.
If we're at the end here. Psalm 79:9. This is a good one too. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake.
Amen. I love that. So that's what we try to do in our body. We help each other purge out sin and leaven. When we go and we preach, we help people that claim Christ purge out sin and leaven, and we warn the world about sin and leaven that's going to cause them to suffer the second death. So Christ comes into the world by his shed blood and his resurrection to purge us from that. And we tell people that's the good news, that he came. God sent himself to rescue us. The other part of the other side of the gospel is our response to it. Yeah. How have you responded? Are you fleeing and forsaking and purging all your leaven and all your sin? Or are you living in it to your own condemnation and judgment?
You don't want that.
No. Ponder that. Check out don'tperish.com. We help you with all that. Tomorrow, if we wake up and the Lord wills, I think we're going right back out in the street.
Praise God.
There's a festival we want to go to, and I think there's going to be a lot of people there, and I know that they need to hear the gospel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm blessed and thankful that we get to do it.
Amen. Oh, me too.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. You ready to keep going, Sister Armin?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We love you all. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering. We have more audios up there. Check out that latest street preach. And I think we got a interesting video to put up the top two today. And you'll see what that is when you go there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Love y'all. Strive for the kingdom. Purge out the leaven.
Amen.
Glorify God and all your members.
Right. May God be praised.